Prior to 2006, Gerald Roth used to make regular trips to this part of his 500-acre farm and ranch in Weld County. Just yards away from his house is one of his 7 irrigation wells. It looks like a 6-foot-high utility pole with an electric box and other gadgets. A perpendicular pipe shoots out at hip level for several feet before going into the ground.
This is one of the wells that used to produce about 1,000 gallons a minute. It's now plated and the power is off to it.
Roth and hundreds of other owners near the South Platte River were forced to shut down their wells by the state Supreme Court. The justices found that pumping from the ground was depleting surface water and depriving senior water rights holders their resource. The decision is controversial and disputed by many, including Roth. He complies with the law, but doesn't like the results. Right now, the limited supply means he waters crops for 10 days. Then he takes a 5-day break.
Each time you irrigate it, it'll jump and grow. But then after that, it'll basically be dry enough for a short period of time until we get more water. So you're not getting the full growth out of the crop.
So far, this on-again, off-again system of watering has translated into anemic-looking corn and a wheat crop that he's already given up watering. Other farmers are faring worse.
It's desperation time right now.
Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway has spent the last month working to find a solution for farmers like Roth. That included submitting a failed appeal to Governor John Hickenlooper to release extra water. But that's only one part of the problem, he says. The fact that farmers are not tapping into their wells is starting to create an underground aquifer that's begun overflowing into some people's basements.
My sense is if we could get this out of the courtroom and get this amongst ourselves in terms of the municipalities and the water districts and the farmers, I think we could come to a solution.
Now that the dust has settled from that ruling, Conway says he's finding some of those entities are interested in talking about and even helping solve Weld County's predicament.
What I can tell you at this point, there's no magic bullet out there. There's no magic deal on the offing, but we're continuing to work through it.
This week, Weld County Commissioners sent out 30 letters to senior water rights holders asking for consent for farmers to pump from their wells. Statewide, the governor's special policy advisor on water issues, John Stolpf, has other ways of helping farmers.
Typically, we wait for the counties to qualify and show, significant losses.
The governor got U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to speed up drought assistance for farmers earlier this week. The federal government will use a lower threshold for judging crop loss this year.
In this situation, the governor is asking the secretary to consider drought declaration earlier in order for farmers and ranchers to have access to some loan programs and other things to help them get through the drought.
The USDA has also made land enrolled in its Conservation Reserve program available for growing hay and grazing livestock in 8 counties, including Weld. But that's little help to farmers like Gerald Roth. His land isn't enrolled in the program.
We're looking at more corn.
More corn. There's a wheat field that groused out and then got hailed.
Roth says he's given up on this field. In other years, his farm would have produced up to 100 bushels of wheat. But this field has been appraised by his crop insurance company at 0. Even though crop insurance will cover his expenses, he says it's frustrating.
We don't grow a crop to collect insurance. We grow a crop to have it look nice and hopefully make a profit.
He figures that the USDA drought assistance could help him recoup some expenses with the feed he grows for his 100-head cattle herd, but it doesn't solve the long-term problem.
Taking the wells away have really, done that where we can't keep it as green or do it what we want like we used to. Back in the 70s, if we wanted to grow sugar beets, we grew sugar beets. Now, basically, we're stuck with corn and wheat and a little bit of alfalfa.
Meantime, Weld County Commissioner Sean Conway says they will continue to search for both short and long-term solutions for farmers. A separate study commissioned by the state legislature to look at this problem in the South Platte River Basin could offer some answers, but they aren't coming anytime soon. Results aren't expected until June of next year. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.